Now, for all those that know that I love sport. I love some teams better than others, and those that I don't like, I don't like them too well. I don't like them too much. But a couple of years ago, I had to get into a new sport. And I wonder, I brought some items. Oh, a couple more coming. Great to see you all. I've brought a couple of items, and I wonder if you'd be able to guess what the sport is that I have been following recently. The first item is, what are those? Shin pads, that's right. What sport could you use? What sport, maybe? Football, yeah, but it's not football. That's shin pads. What else have I got? I've got a pair of shoes. Anybody know what type they are? Football boots? No, they're not football boots, but they are for a special sport. They don't have the studs on the bottom. Now, the last piece. I had to hide it this morning because it's a dead giveaway. What's that? Hockey, a hockey stick. Now, who thinks I play hockey? No, I don't. But I've had to go and watch it because my oldest boy, Joshua, plays hockey for school. So I've had to go and watch him play hockey. But you know what? I don't know anything about hockey. I know about other sports, but I know absolutely nothing about hockey. All you need to do, or all I know, is you need to score goals to win the game. But whenever I went, I pretended to know. I didn't want to go and be a daddy on the sideline and know absolutely nothing about a sport that my son was playing. So I pretended to know. I wonder if we have pretended to do things in life, pretended to be someone we're not, or pretended to know things that we don't. Whenever I was thinking about that, there was a man in the New Testament came into my head. I wonder, could we guess, someone that pretended to be something he wasn't. How many guesses? He was a disciple. Grace. Who? Judas, that's right. Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot came into my mind. You know, we read in Scripture that Judas was one of the 12. Jesus called him. He lived with the disciples and Jesus daily. He listened to all that Jesus had to say, talked with them. They ate together. He heard and seen the claims that Jesus made, the miracles. He heard the claims he made about being a follower or being the Son of God, sorry. But he wasn't really a follower of Christ. He had all the outward signs that he was, but in his heart, he wasn't. And there's a wee verse in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7 that reminds us that God, or man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Maybe, and I talked to all the young people and the young adults and old adults this morning, that we come to church and we're dressed in nice clothes, or we carry a big Bible. We can say the right things. We can sing the songs on the screen. But we haven't had that true experience. We haven't met the Lord Jesus Christ. We also read in Scripture in John 14 and verse 6 that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through me. Jesus professed that he was the Son, the only Son of the Lord or of God. And it's only through his, believing in his death on the cross, that we can have assured and steadfast salvation in what he done for us on the cross. I'm always reminded of the ABC. And adults, you may be here this morning, you may be in that category. You come, Sunday by Sunday you come, but you still haven't had that life-changing experience with Jesus Christ. The ABC, yeah, we must admit, everyone must admit that they're a sinner and they have sin in their lives. Scripture reminds us again that all are born in sin and shapen in iniquity. The B, believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us. We must believe. We can come and we can read and we can, but we must actually believe that he did die for our sin and then see, come or choose the Lord Jesus Christ. We must come to that point in our lives where we come to the foot of the cross and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive the sin that we have in our lives. It's our prayer as leaders in the church, as leaders of the children meeting, that we see the boys and girls and all the people that attend our church come to that point in their lives where they trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. Thank you.